Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Mangione in court. I'm Michelle Franzen. After waiving extradition in Pennsylvania today, Luigi Mangione, the man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Manhattan, was flown back to New York. After arriving at a Long Island airport, Mangione boarded an NYPD helicopter and was flown to Wall Street. He's facing both state and now federal charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the federal courthouse in Lower Manhattan, where Mangione is expected to make an initial appearance.
In the state courthouse, he faces an 11-count indictment charging him with murder in furtherance of terrorism. Here, a criminal complaint in federal court has just been unsealed, charging him with stalking, murder through the use of a firearm, and another firearms offense involving a silencer.
New York City's mayor was at the heliport when Mangione landed. Mangione had been fighting extradition this past week following his arrest in Pennsylvania when an employee at a McDonald's recognized him and called police. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the State Building Commission have announced the approval of $81 million of projects across the state. According to a press release, the approved funding does not include an additional $70 million for Universities of Wisconsin building projects, which were delayed by the Republican-controlled state legislature. The approved projects include things like maintenance and repair projects for the Department of Corrections and Department of Health Services and the rehabilitation of historic sites across the state. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced new road condition labels in an attempt to clear any potential confusion before drivers hit the road. Through 511 Wisconsin, DOT officials will now describe road conditions in five categories: normal, partially covered, completely covered, travel not advised, and no report. They say the new categories will streamline the distribution of important road safety information. The Wisconsin 511 map will also have colored outlines on roads through their app advising of updated road conditions. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced the first presumptive positive case of bird flu in a person in Barron County. The news comes just days after the county also saw the first positive test in a poultry flock. DHS officials are monitoring the farm workers who came into contact with the infected flock and may have been exposed to the highly contagious virus. Animal-to-human spread of the virus is not as contagious, but residents should check with their doctor if they show symptoms like a fever, eye infection, or muscle aches. The Rusk County District Attorney has announced there will not be formal charges filed stemming from a UTV crash resulting in the death of a passenger. According to a press release, the District Attorney's office determined that there was not sufficient evidence to prove that 50-year-old Daniel Rydland was the victim of a criminal offense after he was killed in the September accident. Officials say the driver of the UTV, Grant Rydland, admitted to having one or two beers prior to the accident, but a blood sample did not show enough to pursue charges. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin at the wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After learning their top wide receiver, Will Pauling, is entering the transfer portal, the Wisconsin Badgers football team added a prospect from Ohio State, 6'3" Jaden Ballard, leaving the Buckeyes for the Badgers. NFL, the Packers begin 3 days of practice through the weekend as they host the New Orleans Saints on Monday night. College basketball, Marquette with a Big East Conference win over Butler, 80-70, Cam Jones with 23 points. The UW Green Bay Phoenix losing at home to Division II Michigan Tech, 72-70. Head coach Doug Gottlieb, under fire for still hosting a national sports talk show, is now 2-11, losing their last eight in a row.
It doesn't feel good, but I think when you say rock bottom, it would lead you to believe that, like, Michigan Tech is some, like, schlummy team. Like, they got some really good players, they're very well coached, and they're on a win streak. And the big thing is, the hardest thing to teach in coaching is how to win.
As Green Bay head coach Doug Gottlieb with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A winter storm warning is in effect, with snow ongoing throughout the entire day, into the evening, and even overnight. Coming down heavy at times, reducing visibility to under a mile, and creating slick and slippery roads. With breezy winds gusting around 20 miles per hour, it's blowing and drifting the snow as well. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 21.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK, Amory Community Center's Christmas Day Dinner is coming. On Christmas Day, the community center located on Harriman Avenue South And the dinner will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Suggested donation of $10 for adults and $5 for children. Christmas Day, 11 to 2 at the Amory Community Center. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Do you sometimes feel lonely around the holidays? We talk about how to combat that loneliness, as well as the New York City Unsent Letters Project. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK. Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this Thursday, December 19th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, particularly if you like winter activities. Snow is coming down, Mr. Zommers. Let's take a look once again out on the old street cam here in downtown Madison. Look at that. Snow is, we have enough to track a cat, as we used to say.
More than that.
More than that. A big cat. it's a beautiful, picturesque setting. And I used to, back in the day, and again, many thanks to Sean Fetaplace from Main Street Alliance for being on the show today. And when I used to work at the state capitol, there was a time when I also lived downtown. And one of my favorite things to do was like on an afternoon or night like tonight, because a lot of people get the heck out of Dodge. They're like, we're working from home, we're going home early, we don't want to be on the... And so downtown becomes just kind of quiet and nobody... And it's beautiful. You walk around and see the Capitol, the lights on it, and the Christmas lights and the snowfall. It's romantic, Mr. Zommers.
It certainly is.
It's a wintry mix. So it is beautiful, but there is a serious side to it as well. Many winter storm warnings or advisories right now across the state of Wisconsin. The warnings stretch roughly, and I'm very roughly, from Eau Claire area across Highway 29 to the Green Bay area. That's where the worst of the snowfall is going to be, or the heaviest, I should put it in that category. So think of Eau Claire, then just north of Eau Claire up towards Rice Lake, down to La Crosse, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, over to Green Bay, the Shawnee area, Door County, down into Oshkosh, the Fox Valley. Those areas could see 6, 7, 9 inches, maybe more of snow, depending upon where the track takes it specifically. Then kind of north of that, say around Hayward-ish, but north and south of Hayward could get some heavier snow, but maybe a little bit less in northern Wisconsin, far northern Wisconsin. And then also, say, from Wisconsin Dells, draw a line east and west and south of that line. So think of Richland Center area, Madison area, over to Milwaukee. Those areas are going to see anywhere, maybe up to 6 inches of snow, but could be as little as 3. And then right along the state line of Illinois, think of Monroe, Darlington, Racine, Kenosha, maybe an inch or less. There's going to be a dramatic cutoff somewhere, depending upon where this storm tracks. It's coming down out of Canada and Minnesota, cutting across northeastern Iowa. And so on they call it the backside of that front. That's where all the snow happens. So, you go to Dubuque, Iowa, not much happening at all. And so it's all 30, 40, 50 miles either way could mean a big difference. Best thing to do is stay off the roads if you can today. Taking a look at the radar right now, much of the state seeing snowfall according to the radar right now. And also according to 511WI.gov, that's 511WI.gov, winter driving conditions around the state of Wisconsin. Most of the roadways in the state of Wisconsin are either partially covered or completely covered in snow at this hour. A multitude of accidents on the Wisconsin roadways, too many to call out specifically. But unless you're in Racine, Kenosha, or if you're in far northwestern Wisconsin, think Eagle River. Ironically, Eagle River, good winter driving conditions right now. But I mean basically the counties that border the UP of Minnesota, or Michigan rather, and then also down in Racine, Kenosha. Other than that, everything else in Wisconsin is more or less covered in snow right now. So just be aware of that. Leave, if you have to be out on the roads, please leave extra time and also a lot of extra room. Go slow. Much better, you know, slow and steady wins the race in winter driving conditions like this. So be ready for that. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, talking about some national issues happening. Fannie Willis disqualified from Trump's Georgia election interference case. We'll let you know what happened on that. Also, if you think the roadways are a mess here in Wisconsin, it is a real mess out in Washington, D.C. As Donald Trump and really Elon Musk have blown up the bipartisan agreement for a continuing resolution to keep the federal government working, it runs out at midnight tomorrow. Government will shut down. And right now there is no plan, viable plan. Could have a big impact for people around the country. We'll tell you what all that means a little bit later this hour. But it is 11 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Zommer, it's time for Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Let's go.
A whip cracks, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
It's the growing up gift list. You understand? It's the every time Santa's whip cracks, an angel gets his wings.
You know, it just once today.
So. Right. The great Darlene Love, by the way. We're gonna play that Monday. Is our last
Tuesday, I think. Oh, no, sorry.
Monday's our last live show, and then we have specials the rest of the week. But we'll do that. Darlene Love used to be on Letterman's show. It was always the last live show before the Christmas break. She would come on, and Paul Schaefer and the orchestra would play that great song. So we'll talk more about that. But right now, here's what you got to do. We have a great prize up for grabs this hour. Somebody listening right now is going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And I can only imagine how beautiful it is there right now. There's all kinds of pine trees. It's just outside of the Dells. They have an indoor water park, so you can get a little warm in the warm water, chill out. They have a beautiful breakfast buffet, a great restaurant. They have a bar. You're going to be well taken care of at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You can go there for nothing. I ain't getting nothing for Christmas. No, you are getting something if you win this hour. And then everybody who enters is eligible for one of 8 grand prizes, which will be drawn tomorrow night by the computer. They include 2 robot vacuums, a humidifier, 2 espresso machines, 2 sets of luggage, and here's the killer, a snow blower. And who couldn't? I mean, can you imagine all the snow? Don't shovel. Wait until tomorrow night before you shovel, because you might win a snowblower.
I do not advise that course of action.
All right. So you download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. You open it up. The first 11 stations are ours, our news talkers, as they say, where we broadcast from. Find the one that's closest to you. If you don't have one close to you, no worries. Just choose one. Could be WAUK Milwaukee. It could be WMDX here in Madison, whichever one. Click on it. On the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text. Text, little icon. Looks like the old cartoon bubbles. You click on that. Now you're all set. Now you're all set. I'm going to give you the keyword. Type it carefully. Make sure you spell correctly because the computer will not recognize misspelled words. Spell it correctly and you're all set to go. All right. The word this hour is cheer. Cheer. C-H-E-E-R. Come on over. We'll have a little cup of Christmas cheer. C-H-E-E-R. Cheer. That is the word this hour. Type or text the word cheer on the Civic Media app. C-H-E-E-R. Cheer. It's always great to have some Christmas cheer this time of year, Mr. Zomers.
What is cheer?
Whatever adult beverage tickles your fancy.
Okay, that's what I thought. Then yeah. I just didn't know if there was something specific it referred to.
Now, yesterday, you and I had a little Christmas cheer. We went out for cocktails and dinner with our good friend Trigvi Olson, and our friend Chris joined us, Chris Andrews, the lovely and talented Christine Dininger Andrews, a more lovely, more talented person you could not find. Yeah, and she was fantastic. We went to the Old Fashioned, and I had an Old Fashioned.
I did as well.
And some cheese curds, and it was a good time had by all.
Yeah, and as somebody who is only 26 years old and has not spent a lot of time working in politics and broadcasting and all this, just being able to be there and hear all the stories from Todd, Trigvi, and Chris is so much fun.
We could write a book.
Oh, absolutely. A whole bunch of books.
One of the few advantages of getting older that you have a couple of stories, but none like Trigvi. I mean, Trigvi, I've told his kids, the only thing you should ask for, and I hope he lives a long, 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 long life, but the only thing they should ask for is his Rolodex, because that guy knows so many people, it's just ridiculous.
It's insane.
But he has all these great stories, and it's fun to hear. So anyway, we had some, and by the way, the Old Fashioned here in the Capitol Square is all decorated for the holidays. It's beautiful.
It was a very fun environment.
Festive.
Very festive. Mm-hmm. The only complaint I have is that some of the garland was a little low. I'm fairly tall, and I got up to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, ooh, do I need to duck? I can't tell.
Don't hang yourself on the garland, for goodness sake.
Yeah, don't do that.
All right, so the word this hour is cheer, C-H-E-E-R. Come on over for a cup of Christmas cheer, C-H-E-E-R. Text it right now. Somebody this hour is going to win an overnight stay to the beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. It's a great place. So get yourself entered right now. Cheer, C-H-E-E-R. Somebody wins an overnight stay to Chula Vista, and then you're eligible for one of those great grand prizes, a robot vacuum named Rosie, or whatever you want to name her, a humidifier, a couple of espresso machines on the up for grabs, a couple of sets of luggage, and a snow blower.
And remember, it is cheer, singular, not cheers, just cheer. A cup of cheer.
A cup of cheer. And make sure you spell it correctly, because if you don't, the computer will not recognize it. And here's the deal. If you spell it correctly, you should get a bounce back text to let you know that it went through. And then if you follow the instructions on that and sign up for our newsletter or whatever, you get an extra entry. So double the chance to win. Somebody's winning it. Text in cheer, C-H-E-E-R, right now on the Civic Media app. Come on back. Oh, what's worse? You're going to love this one on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Well done, Mr. Zombers. We incorporated the word of the hour in the song.
Yep, that's why I picked that one.
Excellent. Well done. The word this hour to text in on the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Whew, that's a mouthful. Up for grabs an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Right now, all you have to do to enter is text the word cheer, a cup of cheer, singular, C-H-E-E-R, cheer. And somebody this hour is going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and then entered in for one of our wonderful 8 grand prizes. By the way, I almost got a whip crack myself. The lawyers have reminded me, I have not yet told you, this is a statewide contest.
You're living on edge, Todd. You're playing a dangerous game.
Maybe I wanted the whip.
Maybe you did.
It's a statewide contest. Text cheer right now. All right, time once again for What's Worse.
This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Unlike our text to win contest, no prize money or prizes given, but it is your chance, and you can't put a value on this, your chance to be heard across statewide radio, our 11 stations that cover the entire state, partner, and on the Civic Media app worldwide. Here it is. What's worse? Timely, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says. Car trouble or phone trouble? What's worse? Car trouble or phone trouble? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app on that one if you would like as well.
This is a tough one, actually.
It is, because you think of a day like today when the roads are snow covered and slippery. Some are completely covered, by the way. If you're out there, you don't want car trouble. You don't want your car to break down. But if it does, you want to make sure your phone is working,
so you can call someone to pick you up, or call AAA or whatever it is.
Right. But I think that the general question here is just in general, not specifically like on a day like today, but in general. What's worse, car trouble or phone trouble? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, car trouble or phone trouble? I've had both. I'm glad they didn't ask what's about cable trouble. That's a whole other bottle of wine. I've had both. I've had years ago an old car I had. My alternator went out. That wasn't fun. Have had flat tires. I would never say had major car trouble. I don't know. I got the alternator was kind of major. Phone trouble. When you get in an area where you're just not getting reception or your phone's not working, that can be enormously frustrating, particularly in, you know, today's atmosphere. But what's worse, car trouble or phone trouble? 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Rob, listening in Fort Edwards. Rob, what's worse, car trouble or phone trouble?
Good show.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a beautiful 4Runner, and something happened to it that's not supposed to happen. It's supposed to be a little party in all this weather, right?
Right.
I have a bearing in my rear end that's an oddity. Toyota doesn't know why. Mm. But right now I'm without a vehicle and can't get it fixed until mid-January. So to me, right now, a vehicle, any vehicle, I deal with a Yugo with tire chains. I can knock on, you know, a lot of farm doors and all that up here at Bug Tussle Nowhere.
Right.
And probably get somebody to at least get me emergency help. But without a vehicle up here, you're not in business.
No, I
have a lovely day, folks, and stay safe.
Hey, you too, Rob. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Rob brings up a great point too. Hard to get scheduled right now for service on a vehicle if you do have car trouble. Great call. Appreciate it, Rob. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, what's worse, car trouble or phone trouble?
First of all, I got a Yugo for sale.
This is not prime mover, but that's great. Appreciate it. Go ahead.
No, I don't. I say car trouble because at least if you have your phone and you have car trouble, you can call for help.
Yes.
If you don't have your phone, you're kind of out of luck.
Great point.
And I hate being attached to a phone, but
they're important when you need it.
This is probably a good thing.
Yeah, yep. Totally agree. Thanks, Dick. I always appreciate your listenership. 855-752-4842. What's worse, car trouble or phone trouble? Let's go to Jim listening on WAUK in beautiful Brookfield. Jim, what's worse?
Car trouble. Somebody in their 60s is definitely car trouble. I grew up without a phone. If you have car trouble, you're not going anywhere. Phone trouble for me, my kid, or somebody nearby will have a phone that can call for you. I'm used to not having a phone. But a car, you're not going anywhere.
Good point. We appreciate it, Jim. Thank you so much. Jim, listening down there in Brookfield. Yeah, I mean, you don't have a car. Pretty hard to these days, depending upon where you're at. If you don't have public transportation, hard to get to work. Off the text line, Steve on WMDX here in Madison says car trouble is worse. You can call for help, but have to wait for help. With phone, you can at least drive to get it fixed or keep driving until the signal is better. All right. Also, Tyler, listening in Columbia County on MDX, says phone trouble is worse. Because how can I listen to the Civic Media app or live stream without my phone? My luck, my phone would be, my phone, what? My luck.
I think you meant my pick. I'm guessing. Okay. I'm guessing autocorrect.
Thank you, Tyler. We appreciate
that. I promise we're not paying Tyler.
We're not paying Tyler. But that's a great point. If you have phone trouble, how can you stream the Civic Media app and stream the show or enter into the Text to Win contest, which, by the way, the word this hour is cheer.
That's a good point. You could still listen over terrestrial radio, but you can't text to win if your phone doesn't work.
Tyler, that's the winning answer so far, in my opinion. Great job. Yes, the word this hour to text in on the aforesaid Civic Media app, cheer, C-H-E-E-R, text cheer right now on the Civic Media app. Somebody this hour is going to win an all-expense-paid trip overnight to the beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. But I think Tyler's right. Phone trouble's worse.
At least right now.
Come on back. Talk a little news, the national scene after this. It's the Todd Allball Show for a snowy Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the 2024 open water muskie fishing season is nearly over. According to a press release, the season will close statewide on December 31st, and after that date, muskie can no longer be targeted through the ice at any time. The muskie season will reopen in 2025 on May 3rd in the southern zone and May 24th in the northern zone. Anglers looking to take advantage of the season's final weeks should check the DNR's fishing regulations and quality waters page for nearby opportunities. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has extended the public notice period for their broad incidental take notice on cave bats. According to a press release, the agency will now accept public comments on the notice through January 15th. The incidental take notice is related to the growing number of wind turbines throughout the state, which could put the rare bats at risk. DNR officials say the authorization includes conservation measures that have been shown to minimize the impact of wind turbines on cave bats. The Superior Police Department is looking for information from the community following a hit-and-run accident that left a woman seriously injured over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, the 25-year-old woman celebrating her birthday was hit by a vehicle on Saturday at around 4 a.m. near TJ Champions Bar on Belknap Street. She was taken to the hospital by nearby witnesses before authorities were able to respond to the scene of the accident. Police are asking anyone with information about the crash to contact their office. A former Sawyer County official has been charged with felony theft in a business setting after being accused of charging the county for extra time worked. According to court documents, former Animal Control and Zoning Ordinance Enforcement Officer Brandon Blachars had been charging the county for travel time, even though he was not using a county-owned vehicle to go to his office at the county dog pound in Hayward. The complaint alleges Blachars was overpaid by nearly $4,000 between August 2022 and January 2024 when he resigned. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the shortlist for the Oscars in 10 categories. Emilia Perez led the way with 6 nominations, and Wicked came in second with 4. Voting to determine the actual nominations will take place January 8th, with nominations being announced January 17th. The 97th Oscars ceremony will air March 2nd of this coming year. Superscribe Taylor Sheridan has received criticism for his role of Travis on Yellowstone. The show's creator has come under fire on social media, with fans saying that they thought it was lame that he wrote himself onto the show and made Bella Hadid his girlfriend, calling it totally unnecessary. Just for the record, folks, Taylor Sheridan has written himself onto other shows as well, including Lioness and 1883. Maybe he's just created so many shows he's running out of actors. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A winter storm warning is in effect, with snow ongoing throughout the entire day, into the evening, and even overnight. Coming down heavy at times, reducing visibility to under a mile, and creating slick and slippery roads. With breezy winds gusting around 20 miles per hour, it's blowing and drifting the snow as well. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Currently, it's 21.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Friday. That means it is time to recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Yeah, free.
may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Thursday, December 19th. Winter storm warnings and advisories for almost partner, as we used to say back home, for most of the state. The only exceptions are those few counties right along the Illinois border, the southernmost part of the state. Everything else is under some sort of winter storm warning or advisory. Could be 9-plus inches of snow if you live in areas, say, from Eau Claire over Highway 29 to Green Bay. In that, that's a very rough area. Check your local listings, as they say. Then just north of that area, and then, say, from Wisconsin Dells down to Madison and over to Milwaukee, looking at maybe 3 to 6 inches before it's all said and done early tomorrow morning. Much of the state, according to 511WI.gov, Wisconsin Department of Transportation, much of the state, as far as road conditions, not good. Most of the state's roadways are either snow-covered and slippery or completely snow-covered. A myriad of accidents right now, too many to mention. But plan on a lot of extra time if you're going to be on the roadways today. Again, we're right smack dab in the middle of our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest. Somebody this hour, is going to win an all-expense-paid overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells in this statewide text-to-win contest. Download the Civic Media app, open it up, choose one of the first 11 stations, click on it. You'll see the little icon that says text. Click that, and then text the word cheer. Singular, by the way. C-H-E-E-R. That's it. C-H-E-E-R. Singular. The word cheer. Text it right now. Somebody's going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. Also, be entered in because tomorrow night, the computer is going to pick out 8 winners at random. And you'll have a choice of a robot vacuum cleaner, 2 of those, a humidifier, a couple of espresso machines, a luggage set, a couple of those, and Olaf's favorite toy, a snowblower. All coming to you courtesy of our great team here that puts these together. It's fabulous. Text the word cheer, C-H-E-E-R, to the Civic Media app. All right, little national news today. Breaking, according to Axios.com, Fannie Willis disqualified from Trump's Georgia election interference case. The Georgia Court of Appeals ruled earlier today to disqualify Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis from President-elect Trump's state 2020 election interference case over a conflict of interest. Why it matters? It's another major legal victory for Trump, who has repeatedly accused Willis of impropriety due to a relationship with the lead prosecutor on the case. The Georgia 2020 election case is Trump's last remaining criminal case that was set to go to trial. 2 federal cases against him have been dropped since his election win. Willis's disqualification cast the case into limbo, while Trump is also fighting to have his New York state hush money case thrown out following his May 2024 conviction. Driving the news, according to Axios, quote, after carefully considering the trial court's findings in its order, we conclude that it erred by failing to disqualify D.A. Willis and her office, unquote, according to the Georgia Appeals Court, what it wrote in the ruling. The court noted that, quote, an appearance of impropriety generally is not enough to support disqualification, unquote, but said this is a, quote, rare case, unquote, in which no other remedy but disqualification will suffice to restore public confidence in the integrity of these proceedings. The appeals court stopped short of throwing out the charges Willis's office brought against Trump in the case, writing in its ruling, quote, we affirm, however, the denial of the appellate's motion to dismiss the indictment. So the case gets to stay, but without Willis leading the charge, doubtful that anything is ever going to come to this, based on other court rulings as well. So it appears Trump gets yet another victory in court as we move on towards his January 20th inauguration. 39 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Other news making, other headlines making news at this hour. What is going on out in Washington, D.C.? You realize we have no final approval of a national budget, right? Been going on all year. So to keep the government funding and operating, Congress has to approve and the president has to sign these things called continuing resolutions or CRs. Basically, it's a temporary Band-Aid, a fix. There was a deal made between Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, and Biden to get it done. Yesterday, Elon Musk starts tweeting out like 40-plus tweets that he's not down for this agreement. Then who starts picking it up? Trump and J.D. Vance. And after they got on board, Republicans in the House pulled out. No deal. Hakeem Jeffries, the Speaker of the House, minority leader of the Democrats in the House, said, look, this is on them. We had a deal. They backed out. And now there's talk that Republicans might jettison Johnson and again be in a situation, no Speaker. And Hakeem Jeffries says the Democrats ain't here to throw him a lifeline this time. More on this from Chris Hayes on MSNBC. He breaks it down for us. Take a listen to how Chris Hayes characterized this latest mess in D.C.
Guy who's never received a single vote, who is constitutionally ineligible to serve as actual president, who polling shows isn't wanted there by the American people.
Talking about Musk.
I guess is now effectively running these United States. So last night, congressional Republicans unveiled a short-term deal, like there have been many others in the years I've been covering Congress, to keep the government funded through March 14th of next year. It was a last-minute decision to avert a government shutdown for the holidays ahead of this weekend's deadline. Republican Speaker Mike Johnson agreed to the deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Dems still have the Senate majority, agreed to the deal. But they apparently forgot to ask Elon Musk. I don't think Musk has any idea what is actually in the bill. In fact, I feel quite certain of that. He urged his followers to use AI to summarize it for him, which, wow. But he still spent the day whipping votes against it to his hundreds of millions of followers on the social media platform he owns. He tweeted more than 70 times against the deal to keep the government open, telling Republicans to kill the bill. And then once it looked like Musk killed the bill, again, this is all Musk, okay? Trump and J.D. Vance, do you remember them? Remember those guys? The guys that ran for office? Well, then they were like, well, they came out against it as well. Oh, I guess the train's leaving the station, issuing a hasty statement on social media and telling reporters that they now want a different way to fund the government.
There you go. All in on Chris Hayes on MSNBC. This was not being led by the president-elect, Donald Trump. This is being led by what more and more every day is looking like a de facto president, Elon Musk. I've never seen anything like it, to quote Bob Schieffer, longtime CBS News anchor. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines. Wisco Paul. Wisco, always a pleasure. What say you?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. You know, I can't even laugh at this one. I guess Elon Musk is the president. But here's the thing. You don't have enough time to come back from this. You had a bipartisan bill. Mm-hmm. I don't think Eli or Trump understand this. It was to keep the government funded.
Correct.
I don't know how you're going to keep it funded now, which I guess people are going to learn the hard way. And these guys like Van Orden that are congressman in this state, you're done. Because if they don't fix this and you shut the government down, we're talking, I don't have the words for this, Todd. It's just, this is just a,
yeah,
that's
right.
All I can say. This is just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. I guess people are going to learn the hard way. I'm just going to start calling the Trumpsters hard way. Okay, thanks, Todd.
Hey, thank you, Wisco. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Wisco's right. I'm not sure that people realize the ramifications here. Do you have a son or daughter, grandkid, works in the military, federal employee? Not a great way to spend Christmas without a paycheck. What about the TSA agents? Going to do some holiday traveling this year? Prepare for long lines. This is going to affect people in a very real way if the government shuts down. And right now, there is no plan to keep it open at this point. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And Wisco reiterated the point. There was an agreement. And as someone who worked out on Capitol Hill for a congressman, in Congress, there is nothing more sacred than your word. If you tell another member, you got my vote. No equivocation, right? Former State Senator Tim Cullen taught me this years ago. Said, Todd, anything other than a yes is a no. Anything other than a no is a yes. So if you ask a congressperson or a senator, whoever, you know, Congressman, do we have your vote on this? Well, it's looking pretty good, but, you know, I think we're leaning that way and I feel pretty good about it.
You just heard a no.
Right. That's a no. But there was a deal. There was a yes, yes, and yes between Johnson in the House, Schumer in the Senate, Biden in the White House. Yes, yes, yes. And now Johnson is a no. That is a cardinal sin and hard to come back with. 855-752-4842. Greg, listening on WAUK in Waukesha. Greg, what say you?
Hey, Todd. I love your show, as always. But
thank you.
Hey, frankly, these government shutdowns scare me. As a person who depends on income from the government, and I hate to say it that way because I hate to sound like a moocher, you know, or someone, but I do work and I do volunteer. Mm-hmm. But as a person who depends on, you know, that income from the government, it scares me that the government can just boom, bang, decide to shut down or say, we don't have enough money, you know, to operate. And quite honestly, why don't you have enough money to operate? I mean, you know, I'm not saying that we run, you know, that our nation runs on monopoly money, but, you know, if the government shuts down, it's scary for a lot of people. You know, you mentioned the military people who are depending on those paychecks. You mentioned people like me, you know, who are dependent on those paychecks. I mean,
well, and first of all, Greg, I want to tell you,
the government shuts.
I was going to say, I want to tell you, you're not a moocher. Ahead. You're not a moocher, right? That's why you have Social Security and those programs there, because there are folks through no fault of their own who need those programs in order to survive. That's why we have that as a safety net, right? And you said you volunteer to do other things, you contribute. So never be ashamed of that, number one. And number two, you are an example of real life consequences. And I appreciate you sharing that with our listeners. There are real people that are going to be affected here, right?
Yeah, I mean, real people, you know, people, a lot of my friends in the disability community wonder, why is the government shutting down? And I'd like to have explained, and maybe you can even bring a guest on your show, why is the government shutting down? I mean, Todd, I'm going to have to depend on those $100 bills from
the text to win.
Media for the text to win.
We've got you. Enter in. We don't have $100, but we have a weekend in the Chula Vista Dells. Come on back.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
It is now 9 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock here on the Todd Allball Show and the Civic Media Radio Network. At the top of the hour, a little news and weather and sports for you, CBS, ABC News, respectively, depending upon your station across the Civic Media Radio Network. Sports update with Mike Clemens and Brittany Merlot and our great weather team will be updating this again. Winter weather advisories for kind of the far northern and far southern part of the state and a large middle swath. And by middle, that's a large swath. I'm talking Rice Lake, Eau Claire, across Highway 29, over to Green Bay, down to Oshkosh, over and through the Dells to La Crosse. That's a wide swath. Winter storm warnings could be 9 inches plus, might only be 6. Kind of depends on the storm track. And then just north of those areas and south of those areas, say Richland Center, Madison, Milwaukee, 3 to 6 inches. And then all the way down to the Illinois border, maybe an inch or nothing at all. It's going to be a bright line cutoff depending upon this storm track. Almost every roadway in Wisconsin is snow covered and slippery in part. Best to stay off it if you can or allow extra time. Talking, by the way, after the 2 o'clock news, Maggie Dawn and the Maggie Dawn Show will be coming on board. Don't forget, we're in the middle of our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest. Somebody this hour is going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Text the word CHEER, singular, C-H-E-E-R, CHEER. Right now to the Civic Media app, you'll be eligible to win that overnight getaway in the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells or one of our lovely 8 grand prizes. Yes, it is a statewide contest. Talking about the implications, appreciate Greg from Waukesha's call about this possible government shutdown coming Friday night. As Elon Musk led the charge, Trump and J.D. Vance hopped on late and helped kill the deal, pressured House Republicans to kill a deal that was already done with Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden, President of the United States. They had a deal, and Musk killed it. According to CNN, facing intense pressure of the federal government potentially shutting down within days and disaster aid coffers that need replenishment, lawmakers are racing to cobble together a temporary government plan after it was killed. The now dead agreement would have kept federal government operating through March 14th, as well as provide nearly $100 billion in disaster aid and economic relief for farmers in rural communities. The deal would have also provided lawmakers with their first pay raise since 2009. So what's at risk here? Disaster aid and also money for farmers. All right. Remember all the hurricane and the flooding in North Carolina and Florida? There's aid in here for those folks. Some $29 billion would help replenishment FEMA disaster fund, which was depleted after the two hurricanes. $21 billion is in this for disaster relief for farmers, including people in Wisconsin, I assume. Lawmakers have until midnight tomorrow to fund the government, at least temporarily, to avoid the shutdown, since Congress has not approved appropriations for any agencies. All agencies would be affected. The White House Office of Management and Budget is sending additional guidance to federal agencies on shutdown preparations. Greg asked the question before the break. We don't really have time to get into the nuances of it. But here's kind of the deal. I know this is confusing because people look at the state budget. In the state of Wisconsin, we have a law where if the legislature and the government or governor can't agree on a new state budget every other year by the deadline, then the previous budget goes into effect into perpetuity. In other words, until they get an agreement. So it's not like you'd have no funding. It's just basically your funding gets frozen at whatever the last budget was.
That just makes sense.
Yeah. And so it just keeps on going. At the federal level, we don't have something like that. So there are deadlines every other year. And if you don't have a budget, if you don't have an approved budget from Congress and the president, it's over. It's done. Government, quote unquote, shuts down. Why do I say quote unquote? Because there are, again, without getting the weeds, is called essential employees. So the TSA at airports will be considered essential. So there'd be some funding, but not every TSA employee would be quote unquote essential. So you'd see reduced levels, which would mean longer lines at airports for payment for federal workers, including employees. That's stopped. Now, again, I don't want to scare people. All right. So Greg, who was listening to Waukesha, people listening are on Social Security, depending upon when those checks are cut or whatnot, it's not like on Friday, all payments stop. It's that whatever money is still kind of in those accounts continues on until it's not. All right. So the short answer is it depends. But eventually in the next few days or weeks, those monies, and as the story says on CNN, it will affect all government agencies. I went through this when I worked for a member of Congress back in the 90s. When Newt Gingrich blew it up with Bill Clinton. As a non-essential congressional staffer, I was sent home, laid off. It lasted, I can't remember off the top of my head, about 10 days. But the real danger here is we have an unelected person in Elon Musk who did this singularly. And that's dangerous. So hang in there, folks. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay safe on the roads. Winter storm warnings and watches are advisories out for most of Wisconsin. Stay home if you can. We'll keep you company and informed on civic media. Great show today. Appreciate Sean Fetterplace, Mr. Zomers, as always. Luke Mathers joins us tomorrow. Until then, this is Todd Allball saying whatever you believe in, whatever you are fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum and text the word CHEER, CHEER, right now to the civic media app. An overnight stay in the Dells is up for grabs.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, world-famous podcaster and comedian Jimmy Pardo makes the popcorn pick of the week. And performing live in the studio are the Doctors in Recital. That's how you light it up holiday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the grown-up gift list text to win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Mangione in court. I'm Michelle Franzen. Luigi Mangione returned to New York in an orange jumpsuit, handcuffed and ankle shackled, transported by plane and helicopter after waiving extradition at a Pennsylvania hearing today. Now Mangione is in federal court facing charges of stalking and firearm counts that could qualify for the death penalty. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside federal court in Lower Manhattan.
Some of his writings that police said they found on him describe, according to sources, a fixation almost that he developed over a period of months on United Healthcare in particular, and an increasing malice such that he began to see himself as having to confront corporate greed head on. But that still doesn't fully explain what turns a 26-year-old young man of privilege, an Ivy League graduate, a valedictorian of his elite prep school in Baltimore, into an alleged killer.
This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.